the cost of that toxic wastewater spill in Colorado is rising. It was created when an EPA crew inadvertently released waste from the Gold King mine during a cleanup. Now, economic disruption is spreading through Colorado, New Mexico, Utah. Among those feeling the pinch, rafting companies and Navajo Nation farmers unable to irrigate their crops. Now, current law requires mining companies to post a bond to cover eventual cleanups. But since this mine was abandoned in the early 1920s, before that law was written, the EPA was funding the cleanup, working with the state to make improvements around the mine, which sits at 11,000 feet in the San Juan Mountains. So, how many of these abandoned mines are there? Bonnie Gestring is Northwest Program Director of Earthworks. That's a nonprofit, and much of their work is in abandoned mines. She joins us by Skype from Missoula, Montana. And Bonnie, we've heard about lead, arsenic. Tell us broadly what was in that wastewater.
Essentially, what has been released from the mine is acid mine drainage. Acid mine drainage is sort of a toxic mix of acidic water and heavy metals. It's a very persistent problem. Acid mine drainage occurs when the rock that's excavated and dug up as a part of mining is exposed to air and water. There are sulfides in the rock when in this particular deposit, and when it's exposed to air and water, it reacts to form sulfuric acid. And that sulfuric acid dissolves other metals from the surrounding rock, and you get this toxic stew that is a threat to public health and also usually a problem for aquatic life.
And for how long?
Well, acid mine drainage can persist for hundreds to even thousands of years. So it is a very persistent problem, and it's also very costly in terms of cleanup.
So there's potential of cleanup. Are you saying that that this can be cleaned up?
Typically, what happens at mines with acid mine drainage is that water treatment is required for a long period of time. So usually a water treatment system is put in place, and that has to actively capture and treat water over the long term.
Well, so right now people are trying to figure out what the long term is, but meanwhile, how many more of these mines are there, and where are they?
They're everywhere. They're throughout the West. There are literally hundreds of thousands of inactive and abandoned mines that plague the West. A rough number for Colorado is 23,000 abandoned and inactive mines, hard rock mines, and coal mines.
Are they all being monitored, either current mine companies that can pay for cleanup, as we said they're required to by law, or abandoned ones from the 1920s that the EPA is keeping an eye on?
No, abandoned and inactive mines, there's no program in place to regularly monitor these sites. And that's part of the problem, is that there simply isn't a dedicated funding source to either monitor these mines or to conduct cleanup. So unlike all the other resource extraction industries, coal and oil and gas, where royalty is paid for the minerals that are extracted, and some of that is allocated for cleanup, hard rock mining is the only one that doesn't pay a royalty for the minerals that are extracted from federal public lands. And so as a result, there's no dedicated source of funding to clean up all of these abandoned mines that have created this toxic legacy around the West.
But question, was the cleanup the problem? Because as we said, the EPA, this is all an accident. They were trying to do a cleanup when they breached and suddenly the wastewater is in the river. And when we don't hear about many of these breaches, at least, you know, in other parts of the country. So is it possible that it's best to just leave things where they are?
No, it really isn't best to leave things where they are. This is a mine that's been leaking for years at a rate of 50 to 200 gallons per minute of acid mine drainage, which is a significant amount over time. It was a festering problem that was bound to spill at some point in time. It just was unfortunate that it happened as they were going in to try and conduct cleanup. So what really needs to happen is to have a dedicated source of funding so that they're not working on a shoestring budget. And they were able to go in and really deal with all of these problems around the West in a meaningful and comprehensive way.
That's Bonnie Gestring, Northwest Program Director for Earthworks, a nonprofit that focuses on abandoned mines, speaking to us by Skype from Missoula, Montana. Bonnie, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.